The word of the day is
Mario.
Dun.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Rayon.
I'm Raiden.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
Dun. You guys forgot about me again?
You.
I mean, this is called the Multiverse Kids Show. The Multiverse Kids Show. So we should only be talking about us, not you.
Whoever you are.
Okay. We are doing what today?
A trailer reaction of the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Movie trailer.
The teaser.
The official teaser trailer.
I thought
there were different things. Teaser and trailer. I thought there were different things.
We haven't done trailer reactions in a long time.
Yeah, this is the first time doing it on our show. The Multiverse Kids Show.
And this year, too.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down.
Super Mario Bros.
Now, you guys have never seen the original Super Mario movie from the 90s.
Huh?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Is it about the original
line? Yes.
It was Mario saving Peach.
Yes. Well, actually, in that movie, he doesn't save Peach. He saves Daisy.
What?
And it's mostly about Luigi falling in love with Daisy. And he saves her. Yeah.
And this one's about him saving Peach.
Yeah. So, let's watch this trailer and don't say anything yet. After it's done, we will talk about it. All right?
Okay.
That's right. Lava.
Hey, don't talk yet.
Open the gates!
That is but a taste of our fury.
Do you yield?
I do not. I finally found it. Now who's gonna stop me?
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Okay, so
I don't understand this.
What?
Peach.
We don't know yet. They.
A teaser is like a smaller part. A trailer is like longer, I think.
Oh, I have to say that Bowser looks very cool.
Yeah.
He looks very scary. He looks very.
But how are they gonna?
much more realistic than in the game.
How's he gonna stop Bowser? He has the star.
He always gets a star.
No, not always.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Now, it looks like he's not after Princess Peach. In this one.
Yeah, it's only after the star. So, like, now who's going to stop me? I think he just wants to, like, be the most powerful being on in the Mushroom Kingdom.
He's taking over all the different kingdoms.
Yeah.
I think that's the Ice Kingdom.
With penguins.
The last kingdom was going to be...
Mushroom
Kingdom.
Because he already took over the Bowser Kingdom. Because that is his kingdom.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll have to get... Wait, there's no other kingdom.
There is.
What? Oh, yeah, there's Daisy's Kingdom.
Yeah, Daisy Kingdom. I don't even know what kingdom does Daisy have.
There's something with the V.
Daisy is like the...
I am V.
The forgotten stepsister nobody cares about.
She doesn't even... The only thing that she has in common with Peach is that they're both princesses.
Yeah.
Nothing else. You think that they're like sisters? But they're not actually sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
I don't even know if they're related.
How could they be sisters?
I always thought they were sisters.
If Mario and Luigi and Mario.
So what do you think of Mario's voice?
Well, you didn't really hear his voice.
It's Mr. Star-Lord.
That makes
I saw it in the credits. It said Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
That makes him the best ever.
We don't get to hear Peach. We don't get to hear Luigi.
All you see is him running away.
And you heard him scream.
Yeah, he's always scared. And he gets chased by a bunch of,
dead Koopas.
Skeleton Koopas.
Egg.
Yeah.
But I remember in Luigi's Mansion, he usually always runs fast and when he's scared. And I press a button and I can hear him, like, talk, like, scream.
Right. Okay, so are you guys excited for this movie?
Yes.
Yeah! Super Mario Bros!
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see him transform into like Fire Mario or different types of Marios.
Ice Mario!
Cat Mario!
I don't think you'll see Cat Mario. I do hear that Donkey Kong is in this movie, so... We'll see some of that.
Donkey, that's a Kong?
You don't know who Donkey Kong is?
I know who he is.
So why are you acting like you don't know? Anyhow, so you guys are excited?
Watch
fun! Yeah!
Okay. Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay. Thumbs up!
100%!
Okay. Now let's talk about...
the game.
No, not the game. Something else we saw this week. Something we have been waiting to see for a long time. DC Super Pets.
Super Pets!
Super Pets!
Now, kids, give us your review. DC Super Pets.
DC Super Pets gets 4 thumbs up. I mean, the costumes and the looks of how the humans look, it could be, better.
Yeah, like what?
Flash's nose is way too long.
So?
And then her boots, Wonder Woman's boots, are like bad.
And also...
Yeah?
Also, Cyborg's hair.
He has a half afro.
He's not supposed to have any hair.
Yeah, he's supposed to be bald.
Not all the time.
And Aquaman's hand is cut off.
No, he's supposed to have a harpoon hand. Something that once happened.
Yeah, I think Piranha's chewed off his hand. Yeah. And what about Green Lantern? Did you like her?
Her hair!
You didn't like her hair?
Everyone has that hair now. Yep. Actually, what looks good about that hair? Shaving half of your head.
Well, that's the style. That's the style.
I don't like that style. I'm never going to wear that style.
They messed up Superman's symbol.
No, that's his original symbol, the black and the white one. I mean, black and red one.
It's supposed to be yellow and red, not the black and red.
That was his original symbol. But what about Batman? Batman looked weird.
He looks.
Something was wrong with him that I just couldn't find out.
Yeah.
He was funny, though. I thought he was the funniest one in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part was when he said
that wasn't, like, a product.
Then yeah. I'm going to freak.
And then I will freak out.
And I also liked the part when he was playing. When, he said, talked about the time when Batman and him were playing with Chewy Man.
Okay.
Chewer Man.
Okay. So,
I also liked the part with Anubis.
Anubis? That's the end credit scene.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody about that. That's a spoiler. Now,
Spoiler alert. Warning.
We also saw some callbacks to Marvel stuff. They mentioned what?
Iron Man.
Yeah. And what else?
Spidey.
Yeah.
In the background.
Yeah.
What else?
Ace wanted to have like a special hammer.
Like Thor?
A.K.A. Thor's hammer.
A.K.A. Mjolnir. A.K.A. Girl-Thor's hammer.
Yeah? Yeah? So, what about the villains? Did you like the villains? The guinea pig? The naked guinea pig?
No.
You like Lex Luthor?
No, too bald. He's got an even...
He's supposed to be bald.
He's supposed to be bald.
He kind of... I like the guinea pig.
Yeah? Okay, then let's get down to business. Let's talk about the real deal. Who is the best super pet? Now, I'm not gonna say Crypto because he's basically the star of the movie. Who is the best besides him?
The best.
Right.
There was no other good one. Who's the best?
Ace.
Ace the Wonder Hound?
Yeah.
Ace.
Ace?
Yeah.
I thought you liked the pig or the turtle. I like the turtle.
Myrtle is fast. But
no, it's funny because she keeps like getting wandering the different things.
But she can't even see.
That's what's funny. She keeps running into things.
Yeah, and she thinks like a fire a man's helmet is like a turtle.
Yeah,
she wants to date it.
She was in love with the helmet.
Yeah. And she curses a lot.
Yeah. Surprisingly, there's a lot of cursing in this game, in this movie. Speaking of which, there's a game of this.
Huh?
They released a Super Pets video game.
What's it called?
Already?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's called Super Pets. Okay.
Who can you play as?
I think you could only play Crypto? As Crypto and Ace.
What?
Yeah.
They were the two stars.
I guess you can't play as the rest. I don't know.
It was two stars.
Yeah. So, you know, would you like to see a sequel to this? Would you like to see some more movies or something?
Yes.
Or a TV show?
I'd like to see the other super pets.
Yeah.
Supergirl's cat.
Streaky. And her horse, Comet.
Right.
Aquaman's real pet.
Stormy.
That's his pet, Stormy? Seriously?
A seahorse.
Yeah,
and Superman also has a monkey
named Beepo.
Beppo.
Yeah.
Beppo.
Doesn't he turn into like a giant like kryptonite monkey thingy? No?
Oh, and I remember once in my game school maps, I took the DC League of Super Pets and it had Ace.
Chip? There's also Supergirl has a dog. I mean, not a dog, a horse.
Comet.
Comet, the super horse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She
has a lot of pets.
Yeah, they have a lot of pets.
Once in my game Scribble Knots, I took out the DC Lucas super pets, and all I got was Beepo, Crypto, Ace, and Chip.
Okay.
Wait, it wasn't Ace. It was the Bat Cow.
There is a bat cow. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's just weird. Okay? He should have a bat. As a pet.
Yeah.
Just a regular bat.
Did you know Robin has a Robin?
Right.
And it's called Robin.
Right. I don't get it. And Wonder Woman should have like a mythical creature.
Instead she has a kangaroo.
Yeah, she has
named Jumper.
Right. but in this movie she has a pig, which makes
no sense
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, how do you give this movie a grade?
I give it 4 thumbs up.
I give it 4 thumbs up.
Okay, you guys like it. I liked it too. It's a fun little family movie. It's good that the DC is doing different type of movies for kids, because they do a lot of
adult
R-rated stuff. You know, they should need to calm down on that stuff a little bit. You know,
so, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. All right.
They didn't calm down on that stuff yet.
Yeah.
They still had some courses in that.
Well, anyhow, check out DC Super Pets, League of Super Pets. Right?
League of Super Pets.
Yeah. Let's see if we can check out the video game, too. All right?
Yeah.
All right. See you next week. And?
Yeah. Please make sure to hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.
This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast. And you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So try it out.